Is there anything critical? Well, we could have them at Christmas, you know, sort of from midnight mass, go straight into vote. But, but on a more serious note, thinking that the critical issue with respect to the gambling board at any rate was that, quite frankly, as we all know, and the members of this committee know only too well, that it had to be dissolved, and that was based on the findings of a forensic investigation regarding maladministration. This was all printed in the paper, etc. And the minister then placed the National Gambling Board under administration. That's the critical point. But it has been stabilized now, as we are aware, and we do need to move on. And the decision was and is to establish a regulator per se. One of the key technical amendments of the National Gambling Act is the reconfiguration of the National Gambling Board into a national regulator. And many of us are well aware of this. We come from different provinces, some of us from Gauteng and Mpumalanga, in KZN as well. There were many challenges there, and in many other provinces, if not all. The other issue became, as we were aware of, and this became the case in many such entities, if you like, where to move on policy, etc., you need MINMEC. And there's a quorum in MINMEC per se. And of course, we fully understand where for certain reasons people choose to break this, to use the principle of maintaining and having a quorum, it's used negatively to ensure no changes can come about at all. That's not the purpose of the quorum per se. So there is a need for us to address this, as in any good governance, whether it is the public sector, the corporate sector, you will have clauses which say, look, if the board has been called and doesn't quorate on two occasions, then the next occasion, whether or not it quorates, it proceeds. Now, you have that kind of clause in many constitutions in the corporate sector, of course, as well as the public sector itself. Then the other issue here began, you know, we had a huge report on this, I'm just looking, which is one of the issues we asked the staff to look at. There'd been that huge gambling review commission and so on and so forth. And yes, let us acknowledge, we had certainly hoped to get a comprehensive bill the beginning of the year or last year. Yes, that was the hope. And that did not come about. See, we are faced with a certain reality here to move forward. Apart from that, it is incumbent on the committee to ensure that boards, etc., are able to work. And therefore, we need to address those critical issues that prevent it from working. Why? So that it can actually implement policy, and, you know, develop comprehensive legislation that can address the huge issues that need to be addressed. So before we even do that, we have got to first ensure we have this regulator, that the MINMECs meet, and so on. But something else came to our attention when we were seeking advice. The public protector is currently conducting an investigation into horse racing in Gauteng, which may impact on the amendments related to that. So there is a need for us, although the bill, and I'm sure many of you have looked at it, deals with all manner of forms of racing, this, that, and the next thing, including dogs, you see, that we do need to allow the public protector to complete her own investigation first. One. The second thing is the interactive, gambling and that kind of thing. We were still awaiting certain clarifications from finance and so on. And as you know yourself, we then had the whole Steinhoff issue and the need to review the company's intellectual property act. So we've got to look at all the commission, I should say. I'm trying to think if there was anything else in this regard. And now I do know that a reference was made to me in the corridor, but also I think we are aware as committee members that there was a bill placed on this table, a private member's bill, about 2 or 3 years ago. I'm just trying to get you the exact period. 2014. And at that time, the committee had also mandated the chair to write to the minister and say, look, we're waiting for this comprehensive piece of legislation. And there was an assurance given, which unfortunately, due to the need for further study, etc., never ever got to us until now. And even then, this is not exactly the comprehensive bill that had initially been hoped that the department would bring to us. So all in all, we have, as you know, in this committee, the authority, the power vested in us through the Speaker, through the Constitution, and then the Speaker, as we act on her behalf as well, to amend any bill placed on the table here. And the proposal that I want to have put on the table at this moment is that we deal with the critical issues that are essential to enable the work of that entity in one way or another, that regulator, to continue. That is the proposal I'm putting on the table here. Of course, I do have to see, what is the quorum, Mr. Hermans? Six. All right. No, I wasn't. Just like to have it confirmed. Have we got a quorum? You said that? Right. Okay. So, no, there are six, including the chair. Yes. I am not only chair, but a member of the committee. Right. We just asked for you to return because I know you were part of the meeting and then had to nip out like I did. So you've heard what's on the table. Can I please have someone to propose to second? Yes?
Sorry, Chair.
Is this in response to what I'm saying?
Yes,
or?
Yeah. I did have to just pop out. So I do gather that there's a feeling that you want to try and focus on the critical stuff, or the critical points of the bill, the regulator being one of them, and the issue around quorum. So those are the two points that you want to focus on. Yeah. And I just want to understand how, from a process point of view, that is going to take place. Is the minister going to reintroduce another version of the bill? Is the committee going to do a committee bill? Because I'm not sure from the process point of view how parts of a bill are discarded and only certain parts of a bill can be adopted. So that would be my first question. My second question would be, is that, you know, I also think that there are other pressing matters.
No, this is why, although I am aware that this has been done before and therefore I personally had no problem with the radical amendment we were proposing, but nevertheless, we did clarify this with Mr. Jenkins as well. And just to confirm, is my understanding correct? Indeed, it is. So we are identifying those critical issues. This was done in the National Lotteries, whatever, when we came in 2009, if I'm not mistaken. Various anomalies had taken place, and it was a question of, we either move now fast, drive it through in 3 months, or frankly, there'd be no national lotteries operating. And we then took a decision, we're not dealing with X and Y, we are only dealing with the issue of, I think, the board or the chair or whatever it was that was critical to ensure that this could move, and until we got a more effective piece of legislation. So one had had that experience, and it came as a shock to us what actually was happening. So there, I have no doubt, but also the legal advice from Parliament underpins what I am saying. So we move ahead on those issues to ensure that at the very least we have got good governance back in the saddle in the in a gambling regulator. So it is on that basis that I'm proposing and want to take that forward. Now, your second point?
Sorry, I still am not clearer on the process. You have a bill that has been introduced to Parliament. I'm just trying to understand how you pick and choose the parts of the bill that you want to deal with. So if someone could take me through that, I would be greatly appreciative of that.
Well, let me put it this way. No, just a minute. We've got lots of documentation that came in through the induction, a file. I'm prepared to get a file made for you in this regard. We get it every five-year term. So that I won't go down that street. Advocate van der Merwe.
Jeep, the way that you would deal with this is very similar to what we did on copyright. You could either do an A list, but I would probably think that a redraft of the bill would be a better option. And the redraft of the bill would then consider line by line whether this is part of the crucial points or not. And if it's not part of the crucial points, that's deleted, and only the crucial points remain. You can do it with an A list, but I think it might become messy depending on how much is to be because then you're rejecting clauses and things like that. I would think the best way to do it is a redraft.
Again, we've done with three bills. Now, this will be your last point here, Honourable MacPherson.
Thank you. Now, that wasn't too hard to get, thank you very much, Advocate. Then the next point that I'd like to make is I'd actually like to make a substantive suggestion on what else should be included in the important view of the committee. Now, I would argue that...
In the bill?
Yes, in the bill, in the new bill. I would argue that the issue of online gaming is actually, online gaming, gambling, whatever you want to refer to, it is actually critically important. We have no infrastructure or no framework to support or assist people who go down or use that mechanism to gamble. We have no ability to tax that form of gambling, and instead we just say that it's illegal, and we recover R1 million a year, which is hardly anything compared to the winnings that are taking place. But more importantly, gamblers have no rights or recourse from abuse in that sector. Now, we already know that a private members bill was tabled. It was called the Remote Gambling Bill.
I have already referred to that in your absence. Okay. It was tabled by the Honourable Hill Lewis.
Yes, it was.
What I do want to suggest, Honourable MacPherson.
I didn't interrupt you.
No, I know you didn't, but I actually gave you more time than was necessary because a proposal was already on the table.
Okay, well, I'd like to add to
and so, well, wait until there is someone to second it.
Right.
So it's on the table.
Sorry, I haven't finished yet.
Well, I have taken a decision, and that is in my discretion as chair, and you can come back on other things. But critically, while you stepped out, which wasn't for long, we had already indicated why we would go this way. Your question around the process was relevant. But once again,
I'm
putting it on the table.
I'm happy to leave the committee and then you won't have a quorum. So
actually, we do.
You won't with five?
There are six with the chair. I am a member of the committee.
No.
If the two of us leave, then you don't have a quorum. So
yeah, do go. Please leave and then we'll get two more ANC members.
Do you just want to hear?
Honourable MacPherson, I've asked you to switch off your mic now.
I haven't finished my input.
No, but I've told you, you are not substantively addressing the proposal which is on the table.
If I want to add to the proposal.
No, it must first be seconded. It hasn't been seconded yet.
But then how can I add to a proposal if it's been seconded?
The way you would normally do it. Allow Mr. Hermans to help.
The chairperson made a proposal which was not seconded yet. So on that basis, she is asking for that proposal to be seconded. Only after that proposal decision has been taken, can you move for additions to that proposal? Because the original proposal was not seconded, and that's what the chair is referring to.
Right. As chairperson, I put a proposal on the table with respect to this bill. Does it have a seconder? Honourable Williams, will you second it on the mic?
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, I second the proposal that you made on this bill. Thank you.
Are there any objections? Honourable MacPherson, Honourable Kachalia.
Thank you. Can I now speak to my objection? Okay, well, it's not an objection because I'd like to add to the proposal.
Then you need to make another proposal. You know how it works.
This is
a bill.
Yeah,
we go through a legal process.
I know you have an agenda and you want to push through what you want to push through, but I mean, in a democracy, you actually need to hear, you know, the opposing side. So I mean, I know it's uncomfortable and unfortunate, but we really think that we should add a third point to the proposal.
Right. Now, I'm asking you to switch that mic off. Mr. Hermans.
Chairperson, we need to consider that first proposal. If there's a counter-proposal, we need to consider that the counter-proposal as well.
That's the way it works. Is there a counter-proposal?
Yes.
Can you put it on the table?
Sure. The counter-proposal, which could have just been included in the original proposal, was that we should include online gaming. Online gambling as something to be considered. We already have a bill in respect of that, and it's important that we give people who are gambling online the deserved protection that they need, and as well as in the massive fiscal shortfalls that we have, to be actually able to receive revenue from those winnings. And so it makes sense and is logical to do so.
So what you would like to see here, which is somewhere on this, which is what they were dealing with, that it should, via the internet, telephone, etc., various of these things which are done in a bullet form, which was essentially part of a private member's bill, which I've already referred to, tabled by the Honourable Hill Lewis in 2014, has already been referred to, and you would like that back again as another proposal. Do you have a seconder? Are there objections by hands? Don't just... Yes, Mr.
Chair, we now require to vote on each proposal. And then we can proceed after that.
Can we go back? You take us through the voting, please, Mr. Hermans.
The committee needs to decide on the first proposal, which the chair indicated, which was that we...
Well, they know what...
Okay, and move, and we need to say, well, those in favour of the first proposal need to indicate that. Those against the proposal... On the first proposal?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Chair, we have four and two against. In terms of the second proposal, can we have votes on but we have to move.
We have to.
Do we have we need to vote on the second proposal as well. Can we have indication? Those in favour of the second proposal? We have Mr. McPherson, Mr. Kachalia. Those that are against? The rest of the committee is against the proposal.
Initially, you weren't in the room, and I was the sixth member, and according to the rules, parliamentary rules, I'm entitled to vote. I actually have two votes. No, I didn't. I realised that actually we did have six members sitting down, so I did not have to exercise my right. Three and three are six. Two threes are six. You are a member of the committee. You make up the quorum. Right. So, Honourable McLaughlin.
Just for your, through your guidance and maybe through the secretariat, I'm not sure unless we did adjourn this issue of the quorum. If people, they participate, then they choose to run out, what do we do?
Nothing. Well, that is something the House is tackling, and we have the same thing. It's one way that a party who is a member of this Parliament can collapse the Parliament and the House if more, you know, if you can't keep your quorum. And that is why many parties who wish to make a political statement will walk out when the bells are ringing. But anyway, I don't want to go down that street. What I do want to do here is, for those who were not members of this committee for 15 years and that kind of thing, 10 years, this would have been, if we never had six members here, I could have voted and still exercised my second vote as chair. And I once did do that with the solidarity support of Cuba. So it's not something I have never done. I have done that once before as a member of parliament and chairperson in Mark's building. But I want to say one thing. I want to thank all members for their application to the Copyright Amendment Bill. It really, I just, you know, in the engagement and interaction, I think the advocate will agree, and others sitting here on my left, the DTI, that it was one of our better engagements as we actually raise critical issues that we may have overlooked, etc. And all those points raised were valid. So thank you very much. When it comes to the Gambling Amendment Bill, I would like Mr. Hermans to finalise the program now that this has gone through, and we'll have a look at that tomorrow. The meeting is... Sorry, Honourable McPherson.
Yeah, I just again want to just say actually how disappointed but not surprised I am in what's gone on. And a continual unnecessary taste is left in my mouth whenever we want to put something substantive or we want to add to the conversation. And I never interrupt you. You know, my points are continuously interrupted, continuously tried to contextualize and put into, which is happening right now, and trying to mold it into what you would like. And this is a multi-party democracy, this is a multi-party parliament, and as uncomfortable and as disliked as to what I have to say it may be, I apologize that that's the route that this country has taken. If people want to change the way that this parliament can operate, they can bring those changes themselves. but I'm very unhappy with how this resolution was taken, as I was not allowed to put my substantive point right at the beginning. And if that's how the committee wants to operate for the rest of this year, because I know some people are, you know, very worried about re-elections and want to use bills to be re-elected within themselves, they can do so, but it's not going to be done in the continual manner that we've seen this year now.
Just as we close, let me say, if anyone thinks that this gambling bill is an election manoeuvre, then I suggest they look to the Constitution, they get a better understanding of our Constitution, our obligations as legislators to ensure that entities that are there, especially regulators, can operate legally. We have an obligation, and it is my responsibility as chair to ensure that anything part of the mandate that is at risk of not being implemented purely due to omission on our part, that would be a serious problem to me. But I do believe all of us would accept that the gambling bill is hardly an election manoeuvre. But I do want to thank you again, and the meeting is adjourned until tomorrow at 9 o'clock, same venue. Thank you.
Yeah, they make it. Oh, you think you've got it? Yeah, let me think of the